Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Carter reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Hall reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 4-0, Indians. John Leister now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Barrett moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Baylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Hall moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Tom Bolton now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Mark Hughes man now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Wes Gardner now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Butler hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Ed Romero pinch hits for Rich Gedman. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Barrett moves to third. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.